Hello. It is Thursday. Okay. This is Brandon Lynette, your favorite mindset coach and podcast host. And you are listening to the Listen Bitch podcast. This podcast is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing those extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own story, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Hello, babies. Hello. I'm here. It's Thursday, and we're gonna go through some just quick tips slash reminders about self-awareness, because that's what I really want you guys to focus on this week. Ask yourself, am I self-aware? Am I self-aware? Self-awareness is having a high degree of knowledge about yourself. Okay. I do want to say that. Sometimes ignorance is bliss. I do want to say that. Ignorance is bliss. I am that awareness sometimes is it's a double-edged sword, I'm not gonna lie. But it is important that you have that high degree of knowledge about yourself, you know, awareness of your habits, an awareness of your emotional tendencies, of your needs, your desires, your strengths, your weaknesses, having that making it a priority to have a high level of self-awareness is the one of the most powerful tools you could possibly have. It allows you to change your life more effectively because you learn how you tick. It also helps you to not deal with a lot of bullshit because, again, you know how you tick. You learn to just trust that gut instinct of what is good for you, what's not for you, and red flags. Aren't it? You can't ignore them anymore. That's part of that double-edged sword. When you start to become self-aware, you see red flags everywhere, and it's a little scary. It's a little daunting. It's a little overwhelming, but it's very worth it because you know who the fuck you are, and that's your superpower. That's it. And you look around you, and you can tell the people that are frustrated, the people that are always pissed off, the people that are angry, the people that want to blame everything around them for all them circumstances, like. It's frustrating to live like that. And part of the problem is the lack of self-awareness, not willing to take responsibility, you know? And developing your self-awareness is something that anyone can do. It is about noticing your thoughts. And unless you've been, you know, a monk on a mountain meditating for like 10 years, okay, your mind is constantly churning through ideas. It's just doing that. It's providing commentary, whether you can hear it or not, it's there. You can't just look at a tree and admire it. Your mind says something about it, like, oh, that's a beautiful tree. And then it goes zoom, zoom, zoom. Your brain gets the zoomies. But you want to start to notice your thinking patterns. What are you thinking when you're feeling nervous? What are you thinking when you're feeling bored? What are you thinking when you're interested? What are you thinking when you're walking down the street? And I want you to start noticing that similar situations result in the similar thought pattern. Do you judge people and their situations? Do you spend a lot of time thinking about the past, dwelling on it, ruminating on the bullshit? Are you getting yourself anxious and worked up over the future? Are you constantly expecting the worst to happen or the best? Or do you adopt an attitude of let's just see what happens? You got to notice your feelings. What are you feeling throughout the day? What do you feel when you're eating, when you're driving to work, when you're in bed, when you're in line? Once you notice your emotion, question it. What am I feeling and why? What do I need right now? That's my biggest thing with the people in my life currently is I can validate their emotions and all the things. And let's get to the point of like, what do you need now? I want my kids to learn to rely on being able to answer that questions for themselves. What do I need right now? You know, ask yourself, how do I normally react in this situation? Is that smart? Is my life full of regrets? Do I wish I wasn't so reactive? It's fucking exhausting. It's exhausting and it takes a toll on everyone around you. You need to learn to understand how you deal with that frustration or emotional discomfort. A huge chunk of your time is spent trying to make yourself feel better. And most of you are out there hurting the people around you because you're hurting. So your feel better is making you feel worse. That's it. But it's like an inside thing. It's like you're bleeding on people around you, but you can't see that the cut is growing deeper inside yourself because you're just like, fuck the world, right? It never ends. And if you feel, you know, slightly frustrated or uncomfortable, then you might spend a tremendous amount of time and energy trying to change the situation or other people around you to resolve those negative feelings. Do you try to control other people? We talked about this. Perfection is just your desire to control. Do you just constantly have to distract yourself? Is your first instinct to leave a situation? Do you surf the internet or eat a big bowl of ice cream? How do you deal with the shit and examine who you have in your life? That's it. Examine the people that are closest to you in your circle, out of your circle. Get into the depth of your intimate relationships. Do you see a pattern in the type of people that you're involved with? And what are those negative characteristics that they all share? Why do you think these people appealed to you? Get tough with the questions. What were your shortcomings in your relationships? Are you clingy? Are you jealous? Are you too focused on work? Are you a robot? Are you just not showing up? Are you just going through the motions? Have you failed to communicate your needs? How do you contribute to the failure of your relationships? Right now, you're listening to this, and I would say probably 7 out of 10 of you are in a relationship, okay? Seven of 10, I think that's a good guess, because I know a lot of you guys on here are married. 7 out of 10 of you. If your spouse left you tomorrow, what part of that would you own? How did you contribute to the failure of that? Were you the same person you were when you met your spouse? Do you put in the same amount of effort? Do you put effort at all? Are you just comfortable? Do you have the tough conversations? Are you stagnant? Do you have goals? Are you moving forward to a future, or are you playing it safe and have no desire for any growth at all? Are you not honest? Are you not faithful? Whatever that is, I want you to think about that. Your relationship ends tomorrow. Your husband, your wife, they pack their bags in the morning. They're gone. What part of that is your responsibility? Have you changed your approach from relationship to relationship, or do you keep repeating your mistakes? And babes, I know you guys are going to love this last little bit of my spiel for you, but there is literally no better way to learn about yourself than to record your thoughts and feelings and experiences. And that's it. Studies have shown literally that we do not remember our past accurately. We don't. So record it while it's still fresh in your mind. Make sure you include your high and low points for the day. Note how well you're like eating and sleeping, because you're going to find a lot of useful shit in that pattern as well. It's not just about knowing yourself like emotionally, but even physically, you need to be able to trust your body. Create a habit of writing in your journal. Keep a journal. And I want you to learn to discipline yourself to do this for like 15 minutes a day. This is where you start to see the patterns. This is where you learn a lot about yourself. This is where you figure out why you're so fucking reactive and why it's exhausting everybody around you. And it is exhausting. It's exhausting. You're tired of your own shit. So you can't think that everybody around you is not tired of your own shit. Okay. It is time to get into that level of self-awareness and call yourself out for what you're bringing to the table, not just for you, but for your relationships. You cannot step into the power and the potential of who you're meant to be if you continue to stay who you are. There's a lot of times I'm going to tell you that two things can be true, but this isn't one of them. You don't get to stay who you are in your bad habits and your discomfort and you don't get to stay there and step into the potential of who you are at the same time. Shedding skin is scary. It really is. And I've done it so many times that I could tell you, I don't know that it necessarily gets easier. I just know that the alternative isn't worth it for me. Right? So it's either you start over, you keep trying, or you do nothing and you start dying. For me, if I'm going to be in the meat suit, I want the best of it. I want the best of this, and I don't care if I have to play a long game. I don't care how long it takes me to get to my potential. I'll never stop trying. And no matter who's against me, and babe, trust me, I mean, it shouldn't shock you by now, but even the closest people to me are against me, okay? So it doesn't matter how long it takes or who's rooting for me or any of those things. I just know my path. My path is important. Like, you need to know your path is important. Your potential is important. You stepping into the power of who you can be. A lot of crazy shit coming out. I mean, a lot of the world's ugly is showing. A lot of the world's ugly is showing. I don't want you to be a part of that. And it doesn't need to affect you. What you do is you get your mind right, you get yourself right, you start becoming self-aware, you start taking massive responsibility for your emotional health, your physical health, your mental well-being, all of that. Take responsibility for everything. Get yourself in order so you could get your house in order. Your babies are part of the future here. What kind of example are you setting for them? Understanding yourself, that's the most important piece of your self-development puzzle. That's it. And if you don't understand who you are, it's difficult to apply all of the great information that is available to you, even through listening to the podcast, right? You've got to maintain an awareness of your thoughts and your feelings and your actions. Stop being so afraid to examine and question them. You're going to be surprised by what you find. You're probably going to surprise the hell out of yourself in a good way. I love you, bitches. I'll see you next week.